producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I just want to say I'm prepared to hand the baton to Tim Mars, Leanne Backley with Rob Dude, here in the studio. Great job this week, crew. Everybody, great job, listeners, great job, affiliates, great job, sponsors. We get up here and joke around about this sometimes. It's better than me yelling and screaming when I really get upset. It's the best of times, worst of times. Jim Mars is here. Jim, we're going to look at social engineering coming up with the kids. You're going to be breaking that down with Rob Dude. But in this short segment, I want to remind folks, JimMars.com, your latest book on population control. Folks out there may think they know everything from watching Endgame or doing your own research. You need to get this book. It supports the important work he's doing that reaches out to so many other people that aren't informed. Or buy the book, read it, then give it to somebody. That's how we fund the Liberty Awakening culture, which you've been doing. So keep it up. That's how we're having all this success. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We got the non-GMO storable foods, 10% off and free shipping right now. The water filters, 10% off free shipping. A lot of great specials end on Sunday after a Salwin, Sam Hain, All Hallows Eve, whatever name you want to give it that's coming up. Jim Mars, other tidbits in the 3 minutes we have left before I get out of this command cockpit here.
Well, there's really no question, because they say it themselves that up at the upper levels, the globalists, the royalty of Europe and Bill Gates, these folks, they talk about population, reducing the population. And the question is, they have the money. Are they actually doing something about it? And the answer is yes. In my book, Population Control, I detail the chemicals and the heavy metals and the aluminum and the other poisons that they're putting in our water, our food, our medicines, and, right down the line. And this is not just happenstance. It's not just corporate laxity. This is a plan at the very top to reduce the world population.
Huge news just broke at GrudgeReport.com. I'm sure you'll cover it more, that debate. I meant to get into that with you. Debate fallout. Republicans drop NBC. They're not going to go to the NBC debate now. Shell-shocked, CNBC staff long flight home after having people stand up to them. The mainstream media loves to bully, loves to lie. I'm not lionizing these candidates, but they're good guys compared to the mainstream media. This is one of those magic moments when the tide turns and people said, we're done with you and your hit pieces, and everybody booed them, and they're no longer the moral authority. They're no longer the bosses.
Well, and this means that, we might have to watch out, because truth may break out.
Yeah, because if we don't put up with their bullying anymore, it's game over.
Well, I've already been telling everybody that will listen to me that what has in the past been referred to as the mainstream media is now the lamestream media, and it's people like you, Alex, and others that people are turning to.
People like you.
To find out.
We're just common sense folks that have goodwill towards others and who promote basic Americana ideas. We're not perfect.
And I don't know about you, but I have no agenda other than I want to know what the truth is. If the truth is the mafia is running the country, hey, okay, if everybody knows that and everybody accepts that, then okay, I guess I can't say anything. But see, we're being led and jerked around and manipulated by...
I'm tired of con games. If people get real answers, they're good moral people, we can fix things. Exactly. They keep us confused, and the fog's starting to lift, and the roaches better figure that out.
Well, the roaches are running for cover, too.
Well, they're trying desperate stuff like every word is racist, but it's not going to work.
That's right. That's right. Well, what they're working up to, of course, is if you try to say something good about Christianity, or if you try to say something good about the Constitution, then you're obviously some kind of potential terrorist.
Exactly. Behind the scenes, it's all about the Christians and the patriots. And we don't mean the mainline establishment Christians. No. We're talking about them off air. Oh, my gosh. They're some of the worst people out there. But, the actual ideas of Christ and the fact that Christians...
Let's even spread it on past Christianity, to include Christianity, but let's just talk at people who are spiritual. Would you go for that?
Yeah, they want materialistic, mindless idiots.
Yes.
We're not saying material's bad, it's just not our God.
Right.
Like, we're not going to sell anybody out for material gain.
I haven't seen you turn down a good steak.
Absolutely. Well, that's gluttony and piggish behavior. Hey, coming up, you're going to be co-hosting with Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo. The Lady in Green is coming up as well.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And it's that spooky music that means the holiday is upon us. It seems like we're getting ready for Halloween. I'm sitting here with Jim Mars. I'm Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive, and we were just discussing what to talk about. And did you actually watch the debates on Wednesday night?
I try not to.
Yeah, I suffered
out of my head with those things.
We were here for 3 hours. Actually, I like putting on these productions, but that one was really painful to watch because it was just so obvious with the questions that they were asking. Cue up those questions, guys. I want to go to that in a second. But just the way they, you know, were downplaying any, it was supposed to be about the economy. And yet there were maybe only two or three questions about the economy. The rest was, you know, you're a comic book villain. What's your fantasy football roster look like? I mean, just total hogwash. And it really, it just goes to the heart of what the media is trying to do. But what I thought was the best part was when Ted Cruz stood up and said, this is why nobody trusts the mainstream media. And everybody in there, they only let 1,000 people in there and started cheering. They sounded like 10,000 people. And that's true. People understand what the mainstream media is doing at this point.
Exactly. And this is what I was talking with Alex about just a while back, which is that there are more people out there, I think, who are aware and are tired of the old mainstream media, the old tired mainstream ways of doing things. And I personally think we may even be close to the tipping point, but nobody knows it because the mainstream media won't address anything that they think about.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, let's roll that clip, and then let's talk about some of these ridiculous questions that were asked, questions of no substance. And that's essentially what it was.
Their favorite thing is something along the lines of, have you stopped beating your wife?
Yeah, right, exactly. When did you stop taking hard drugs?
Yeah.
Go ahead, guys, let's roll it.
Live from the University of Colorado in Boulder, the Republican presidential debate.
Mr. Trump, yes, you've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
Send 11 million people out of the country. Cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit.
Right.
And make Americans better off because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
It's not a comic book, and it's not a very nicely asked question the way you say that. When they say you act like you hate your job, do you?
This is another example of the double standard that exists in this country between the mainstream media and the conservative media.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions. Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
They paid $7 million to settle a deceptive marketing lawsuit in Texas, and yet your involvement continued. Why?
Well, that's easy to answer. I didn't have an involvement with them. That is total propaganda.
To be fair, you were on the homepage of their website with the logo over your shoulder.
If somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without my permission.
Does that not speak to your vetting process or judgment in any way?
No, it speaks to the fact that I don't know those folks. See, they know.
You have been very critical of Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who has wanted to increase the number of these H-1B.
I was not at all critical of him.
Where did I read this and come up with this that you were...
Probably, I don't know, you people write this stuff. I don't know where you...
Governor Huckabee, you've written about the huge divide in values between middle America and the big coastal cities like New York and Los Angeles. As a preacher as well as a politician, you know that presidents need the moral authority to bring the entire country together. The leading Republican candidate, when you look at the average of national polls right now, is Donald Trump. When you look at him, do you see someone with the moral authority to unite the country?
You know, there's a few questions I've got. The last one I need is to give him some more time. I love Donald Trump. He is a good man. I'm wearing a Trump tie tonight.
Governor Bush, daily fantasy sports has become a phenomenon in this country. We'll award billions of dollars in prize money this year. But to play, you have to assess your odds, put money at risk, wait for an outcome that's out of your control. Isn't that the definition of gambling, and should the federal government treat it as such?
Well, first of all, I'm 7-0 in my fantasy football league.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop?
This is an American president. Just add Puppet. Then vote and repeat.
Yeah, guys,
every
you
4 years.
Pull us out of there. That's another one of Darren McBreen's great little pieces he's made to add at the end of all these, especially with the presidential election. Well, it's over a year away still, but we're knee deep in the muck at this
God
point.
God help us.
Exactly. We have to endure this.
If they're going at it like this now, just imagine what it's going to be like next year.
Well, I think this is one of the only things keeping the economy going is just all the bile they're shoveling at us through the TV, through the airwaves, or through the print media. These debates are getting people. At least people are watching them, but I hope they're seeing are distilling what is really being told, which is nothing. There's really, that was a whole 2.5 hours of no substance.
Absolutely. Well, that seems to be the trend of the day. And in fact, it seems like our whole economy is being held up by hot air.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's another thing. You know, so they're attacking the adults with these fake presidential debates and this whole fake, you know, presidential reality show. Paul Watson put this out yesterday, and then he has an update today. Nickelodeon pushing interracial cuckold fetish onto children. And I couldn't believe this as I was reading this. Anthony showed me this, but there's a guy named Jonathan Butler who was a soft porn director, softcore porn director, and now he's one of the creators behind this series called Bella and the Bulldogs. And guys, if you could go down to the Nickelodeon's cuckold fetish sitcom for kids, this was somebody put this together, and this is in the article. It's that, yeah. So it shows Bella and the Bulldogs and what it is. It's a top-rated show. It's about a girl quarterback on a high school team. It's filled with themes and symbols drawn directly from the cuckold subculture, which is this it's where, I guess, a cuckold is when you have your kind of weenie white husband wants to have his wife have sex with black men. That's what the basic definition behind the cuckold is. So here you have this female quarterback of the high school football team. And there's the black guy who's like big and strong, and then the weenie white guy who really likes the girl, but he's always getting beat up. You can see him there. I guess he's having a football injury. The weak Newt, a weak emasculated white boy. Newt has a crush on Bella, but Bella secretly admires Troy, and the fans are encouraged to root for their eventual pairing. Newt is regularly humiliated throughout the series while Troy reveals his dominance and collects the girls' phone numbers. And then if you scroll down, it shows the symbolism between the keys. There's like keys and blindfolds and bulls are the big things in this cuckold fantasy. So here they're illustrating some of those. And there's one scene where Bella has two keys. One's a little bitty white key and one's a big black key. I mean, it's very overt what they're pushing on the young kids. And this group is asking hashtag cancel Bella. They want Nickelodeon to cancel this. And, that's not the only thing you see in, you know, these movies. There's an update to this too. This guy Butler's there's a tweet, and it shows him standing in front. He changed the Nick logo. He's standing in front of this photoshopped. I don't know if he photoshopped this or just moved the letters around. And he says, and now it says Kink instead of Nick. I mean, this guy's just throwing it out there, and he's one of the creators for the shows. And look out for new shows like SpongeBob, Latex Pants, Subboy, and Dom Dom. You know, this is just, we don't need to be sexualizing our kids, because then when they get in the universities, university tells students making kissing sounds is sexual harassment.
Right.
Yet they're pushing this.
I'm seeing the other headline over here that says a feminist wants to censor the word two.
Two, exactly. T-O-O.
Because it's sexist. And I've been sitting here for about an hour now looking at that, trying to figure out how is two
sexist. I can't figure that out.
I haven't got
Watson it. Talked about it a couple days ago. But what is going on? What are they? And there's overt symbolism in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Bella and the Bulldogs, yeah.
This is all just stuff happens.
Okay? Yeah, it was an accident.
No. This is not accidental. This is all part of the thing. It's like, for example, let me see if I can explain it this way. Not long back, I met a white guy who was a musician. He was good. But I'd never heard of him, and he basically was lamenting the fact that he had gone to the big music industry people, trying to bring his music to him, and basically he was told, if you're not singing country western music, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Country and
apparently
western.
A white guy can only play country western music.
Right.
Okay? If he tries to do rap or metal or anything else, then see, he can't get there.
That reminds me of the Blues Brothers.
It is very, very controlled, okay? And so they allow the softcore director to come in
and do a kid show.
Yeah. Right, okay?
Yeah.
Because they know that however lightly or however heavily, that they are going to just push these perversions out there and these deviant behaviors and everything else, which I'm not opposed to society evolving. We're all going to evolve. We're a whole lot better off than we were back during the Middle Ages, you know. But number one, kids should be left alone. They should be able to be kids as long as they're able to.
And this goes back to the classroom where they're teaching all the different type of sexualities, all the different sex things you could do together. And it's that sexual education that gets the kids thinking about it. Boy, they're sitting there in class going, wow.
But they can't give them condoms or
exactly. But and then they get a sexual.
So here's where it is. Here's how it works. But
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah, or if you do do it, we're gonna come after you or call you sexist or call you a rapist if you have sex with somebody.
Right.
And the girl feels bad about it the next day, then you're a rapist.
Yeah.
But here's where there's a show called Lab Rats on Disney XD, which talks about these bionic superhumans and it's these kids who've had bionic implants, which is training kids because and now they're superheroes.
Hope to take
implants. Training kids to get implants.
Exactly.
And people don't see it.
Sure.
So we're gonna be back with more. Jim Maher's coming up next segment. This is the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Rob Dew hosting. Sitting next to me is Jim Maher.
You've come a long way from Superman.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Look out your window, baby.
Final segment with Jim Mars, jimmars.com. What's on your website today, Jim?
I slept and got up. Read book today. No, what you can get on my website is articles and pieces that you're not going to find on the mainstream media, and then some publicity about books that I have out, and then archives. You can go back. You can go all the way back, I think, to September the 11th, 2001.
That's when the internet first came online.
When I
invented it.
And I first posted a message that said the attacks are terrible, but let's don't go off half-cocked. Let's stay calm, cool, and collected, and let's find out what really happened. And
well, we've invaded two countries that didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
Exactly. And so I'm still waiting to find out exactly what happened.
Exactly. Hey, if you're going out there getting dressed up this weekend, don't dress up in this costume. Very offensive. School bans Hispanic students' racist mariachi Halloween costume. School tells Hispanic student his costume is offensive to Hispanics.
Where do these idiots come from? I don't know.
Come on, Josh.
Hey, I've got a beautiful black ornate sombrero and a serape that I brought back from Mexico. And I wore that one time to kind of a costume party. And I did it because I thought it looked cool. I thought it looked
really
good.
Well, you're holding margarita.
I didn't think there was anything racist to it.
I own a Guitarrón, so I'm automatically racist. I love breakfast tacos. That makes me racist. We go to the same Mexican restaurant in our neighborhood probably 5 times a month. I guess that makes it, but don't use the word two exactly. Well, you were asking about that earlier. What the heck is two so sexist about? Well, these are the words of Cameron Schaefer, a devout feminist. In my experience, I rarely hear two thrown around about men. This is what I'm imagining she sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You hear someone say he's short, but you seldom hear too short. I hear women and men alike describe each day how women is two something. But what does that really mean when you call a woman two? I don't think they're saying they're calling the woman two. I think they're saying she's too short or too bossy. Or, you know, I don't even know if I even have, who knows. But now it's all about the attack on the language. You can't use the word T-O-O because it's sexist. You can't be, he's a hard worker too. I've said two things, racist and sexist right there. Ow. My God, Jim, where is it all going to go?
They're going to keep going, and pretty soon you're going to have to get out of bed and tape your mouth and just not say anything all day long, or you might accidentally offend somebody.
We're going to communicate in binary code until that becomes too
Whatever
sexy.
Happened to the old line that I learned as a kid, which is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Well, they don't want to teach kids that. They want kids to to be worried about words
and
bowing down to the authority figures. And that's
exactly
how it all goes.
You can't stand up and be an individual.
Here's a story I like. After promising no boots on the ground in Syria, Obama deploys boots on the ground. So now he's going to send in troops, or of course it's just special forces at first. And I imagine they're going to be coordinating
arms
drops
on the ground.
Right. I imagine they're going to be coordinating arms deals with the moderate rebels.
Well,
who are really Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Having looked very carefully at Obama ever since his election, even before his election in 2008, I can hardly think of anything that he ever said that turned out to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very
he's
hard
gone
to find
back
any.
On everything he's ever said, so it's no big surprise.
I totally agree. And it's a whole administration full of criminals. They are jumping ship as quick as they can. You know,
let me interject here,
go ahead.
Bob. This is the whole thing, folks. When you go and try to talk to your friends and our neighbors and our relatives, okay? And they're going, oh, well, I don't want to talk politics, you know. Then tell them this. Tell them, I don't want to talk politics either. Politics is when everybody wants to have a new highway, and then we argue about how we're going to pay for it. I want to talk about criminality. I want to talk about criminal acts that are resulting in people getting killed and dying. You know, can we talk about that?
I used to love when they would talk about people lying up on Congress about stuff, and they say, oh, he's just playing politics. No, he's lying. It's not politics. It's not politics, you know, what happened in Benghazi. That's not politics. That is allowing 4 people to be murdered so you could transfer arms to Turkey, which would then give them to ISIS.
Right.
That's about.
And you had to make sure those people died so they wouldn't tell the public about that.
Dead men tell no tales. Exactly. You know, that's just an extension of the Clinton body count.
Which has gone beyond my capacity to count it at this point. It's the same thing with the SEAL team members that supposedly got Osama bin Laden, although people all the way up to Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, said that he died in 2001.
Benazir Bhutto said that?
So yeah.
The CIA reported in 2001 he was in a hospital.
I know. And then we're told this whole story about this great SEAL team raid and everything. And these guys probably actually didn't know anyway. They're just following orders. But then all of a sudden we'll never know because most of them get killed in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, we'll never know. And then the guy that they supposedly killed is holding the remote control in the wrong hand. I think, I'm not sure if he was left-handed or right-handed, but he's got the remote in the wrong hand that they're saying that's the guy they killed. Anyway, thanks, Jim, for joining us. JimMars.com. Leanne McAdoo's coming in next. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's our long segment of the fourth hour Overdrive. I'm Rob Dew, and sitting next to me, 2 inches slimmer in the waistline, is Leanne McAdoo. She went on the liver cleanse and finished it up earlier this week or last week. When did you finish it?
Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
But technically Tuesday.
Was it some extra flush?
I had to flush all that sodium out of my body. So
I haven't done that yet. I've done several OxyPowder things. Let me tell you about OxyPowder real quick.
Oh, please.
I lost 12 pounds the first time I did OxyPowder.
No, I remember.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I don't get super overweight, but there are some times when the beer gut gets a little beer.
Hey, tis the season for the Oxy powder.
I tell you what, in fact, it was about this time last year that I did my first cleanse, and I went in and told Alex, I said, 6 days, I lost 12 pounds.
Yeah.
We have to tell people about this. It's amazing stuff. And you did a little bit of the Oxy powder, but mainly it was the Liver Shield, that whole cleanse that's up on the website. I think everything was there, right? You just followed the directions that are on the website.
Yes, followed the directions almost to the T, except for do not substitute the salt. Use the Epsom salt, like Dr. Group says.
Okay.
You can do salt flushes with regular salt, but you have to do a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so the measurements will be completely off. The Epsom salt, just a little bit, and your body will purge it for sure.
It will react immediately.
It will not make you have a sodium OD for...
and then so you finish the cleanse, and then you fly up to St. Louis to run around.
Irradiate myself. I had
toxic waste dump.
I depleted myself of that toxic layer that was actually protecting me.
And now it's back.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? You guys were breathing benzene, it seems like.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just horrible stuff. What's sad is there's people living around those areas
every single day that they have to deal with that. And that's what's so awful about this. But you know what? Don't have pumpkins for the fall.
Right. That's what we need to worry about, pumpkins. And that's why we had to make that absurd video. I went out and shot that with Buckley. And then later that night, we met up with Alex. And just, you know, it's absurd. You have to combat absurdity with absurdity. And
right.
I love doing pieces like that, especially when they're really quick and just down and dirty and we get them done. We're actually fixing a couple things on it and then uploading it to YouTube. And it'll be up tonight. And please spread that video around with all your friends, and also spread this video around that we're going to go to now. It's talking about how Big Pharma has ties to this radioactive waste that's there in St. Louis. And this is, I think, one of the most powerful reports you've done, just in tying all these pieces together, you know, in a hotel in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Josh did some great camera work getting in, zooming in on all the things. But we have legalized drug dealers here in this country, and they're allowed to bring in whatever they want. Who knows how much of that's escaping?
Right.
Who knows how much of that is getting out into the black market? You know?
Exactly. And how are they getting it in? Now, there's an article from the New York Times from 1988 where they're talking about how Coca-Cola obtains its coca. And this was around the time when people were saying, oh, my goodness, is there cocaine in Coca-Cola? So they did this investigation. And then here
what gave you the pickup.
Here, exactly.
That's how it worked.
And then so it talks about here how... once they extract the cocaine from the coca leaves, Coca-Cola then sells it to Mallinckrodt Inc., a St. Louis pharmaceutical manufacturer that is the only company in the United States licensed to purify the product for medicinal use. So, and like I showed you in the video, the DEA, they give them the thumbs up. They're like, hey, guys, we need to import opium and poppy seeds and coca leaves.
I wonder where they're getting that opium from.
Yeah.
It's probably coming straight from Afghanistan.
Is the DEA help? I mean, are they flying it in there with our soldiers and bringing it into the Big Pharma? So if you get hooked on cocaine or heroin or, you know, some opium on the street, then you're going to go to prison. But if you get hooked on Big Pharma's version of cocaine and heroin and opium that kills way more people,
right.
Yeah.
Those give you. So let's go to that report now, and then we'll be back, and you have some more information to kind of tail in and book in that report with. So let's go to that report now.
Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. Of course, we are here covering the state of emergency with the radioactive landfill in Westlake. And of course, no trip to St. Louis to cover that would be complete without looking a little deeper into the company that was largely responsible for dumping all of this nuclear waste secretly around St. Louis. That would be Mallinckrodt Chemical Works. Now, Mallinckrodt Chemical Works began processing uranium in 1942 for the first atomic bomb. Once they started running out of space at their facility, they started shipping these radioactive waste containers off-site throughout different parts of St. Louis. Here's an old picture you can see. These materials were stored in bulk on the ground, open to the elements, and they were unattended. And they left them right next to Coldwater Creek, which we have been interviewing a lot of people here who were actually poisoned by this nuclear radioactive material. Being in Coldwater Creek, of course, it would get into the floodplain, get into people's crops. This area here is now currently dealing with thorium being found in their backyard. So this is a huge issue. These people are still having to deal with this today. Now, Mallinckrodt, they got out of the atomic weapons business, and today they're actually
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals, and check out their website. I mean, hello. I don't really need to get into the details of that. But Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals is basically a world market leader in medicinal controlled substances. That's right. They are one of the largest importers of opium, coca leaves for cocaine, as well as poppy, raw opium. And some of the things that they manufacture, codeine, hydrocodone, morphine products, opium, oxycodone. So all the things that you know, other controlled substances. And so they are making these products that you're hearing a lot about with drug overdoses and things like that. So, you know, going from making nuclear weapons to other ticking time bombs that are affecting our present day society. Now, check this out. So you can go to the U.S. Department of Justice into their Office of Diversion Control, and you can see where they have gone with the Drug Enforcement Administration to be known as importers of these controlled substances. So this was just May 2015 that they filed for that, and they filed for phenylacetone, coca leaves, raw opium, and poppy straw concentrate. And so the summary is basically that the Drug Enforcement Agency grants Mallinckrodt registration as an importer of these controlled substances. And then, of course, you can take a look at the other page where they say it's a manufacturer's notice. So then they also have to go ahead and give them the thumbs up that, yes, they can use these controlled substances to create all of these controlled substances. So these are medicinal controlled. These are the ones that are given the thumbs up, even though they are made with the same drugs that we're apparently trying to stop with the drug war. So are they just working directly with the drug cartels to bring in the coca leaves and the raw opium over the border? Or is the DEA helping them ship it right in? Now, think about that. We already know that our soldiers are protecting the opium fields there in Afghanistan. And since we've been there protecting them, it's actually increased about 90%+. So it doesn't put two and two. And, of course, Mallinckrodt isn't the only pharmaceutical company that is importing these drugs. They're just the world market leader. Now, it's the U.S. Department of Justice that's obviously making this huge push to ban guns and take guns away from everyone. But we'll look at 2013. So in 2013, they would say about 12,000 people were killed in gun violence in the United States, 30 people a day. So that's, about 12,000 people. Well, take a look at the overdose death rates from pharmaceutical drugs in 2013. 25,000 total from prescription drugs, male and female, 25,000 in 2013. If you're looking just at opioid pain relievers, which is what Mallinckrodt specializes in, 18,000, 16,000 here. So much, much more than gun violence. You can look at the fact of abuse here. 6.2 million Americans abuse prescription type drugs, non-medicinal purposes, more than cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, and inhalants combined. These are obviously young people. There is an increase in young adults abusing these prescription pills. And then just looking in one metro area alone, more than half of the deaths involved these prescription opiates. So this is just one metro area that they're kind of collating this data from. So as you can see, drug overdoses and pharmaceutical drugs are always popping up in these mass shootings, right? But they never want to talk about the pharmaceuticals. They never want to point out how that is always one of the key indicators in these mass shootings. It's always the guns, when clearly prescription opioids are much more dangerous, killing many more people than guns here in America. That's what we need to be talking about. So that, I thought, was a really interesting, a little bit of information going back with Mallinckrodt Chemical Works, who is, largely responsible for contaminating the St. Louis area while they were secretly dumping off this nuclear material. And they're continuing to contaminate the population of the United States today. Stay tuned to InfoWars.com for more reports.
There's nothing odd about pyramids and lizard-looking eyeballs at the Mallinckrodt website. Nothing odd about that at all.
What does that even have to do with their pharmaceuticals other than, it's going to tweak your pupils and make them dilate?
It'll make you crazy.
It makes you crazy.
Who knows? So I tweeted this out yesterday, or this morning, actually. After watching your report, I created a little new Twitter account that's just throwing out historical stuff and kind of relating it to what's going on now. So on this day in history, if you guys want to hit my phone, Dwight Eisenhower formally approved expanding the country's nuclear arsenal, and which led into the Mallinckrodt, I guess them getting those contracts to expand and then have these waste contracts. And so now, you know, we have, and then I put your video on there, how that related to today with the drug trade and now the legal drug trade.
Right.
And then now we have people killing people with guns, but they don't ever tie it, the fact that it's people on pharmaceutical drugs killing people with guns. So,
right, one of the main killers of people in the United States, but don't talk about it.
Exactly. Also, to note on this day in history, Juan Carlos became king of Spain, and he owns a lot of your toll roads here in the United States, so through Cintra. So that's another way that they control things is through these, you know, giant conglomerates like Cintra go in. They take a road like what we have going on now, and on the west side of Austin, they're cutting it down to 1 and 2 lanes so they could build a toll road.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're building their little moneymaker, they're cutting off transportation access for people and causing a nuisance
right. Everywhere. That's what they've done up 290 on the way to Houston. And
exactly.
It's a toll road for about 3 miles.
And it existed before that, and it was perfectly fine. So they go in and take your existing roads and turn them into toll roads, and it's just another way to tax you. People don't realize that.
Right.
So what else do you have to add on the heels of your report?
Well, another one of the main reasons why I was interested in going to St. Louis and just giving more history on Mallinckrodt, but I wasn't able to meet with some of the main sort of whistleblowers because they got gagged. But she did go ahead and send some of her documents. And so this is a woman who was trying to fight for these nuclear workers and their families to try to get them health care and take care of them because Mallinckrodt basically just was doing all of these secret tests on them. They knew that they were being introduced to, like, uranium. They were being exposed to all of these toxicants, and so they were just measuring their blood toxicity.
Sure.
Saying, oh, here's a B12 shot, but really it was something to measure their uranium in them, and then seeing, and then they were, you know, asking, what's
because
the
they're scientists and they're doing research.
Yeah, and they even
very
actually
noble.
Did secret testing on them after they died, doing autopsies without the family's consent.
Of course.
They did a baby tooth study where they were saying, oh, we want to study the baby teeth with all these people's children. And actually what they were really trying to do was see what the toxicity level was in these people's
how
children.
How far it traveled. So then they could use that information to create life extension technologies and help them in the event of a nuclear event.
Right.
The elites. But we would be left with nothing. We're just getting tests on. We're the guinea pigs.
Exactly. And they would test these people there with their in-house doctor. They would send them home every week. Hey, buddy, great job. Here's some cigarettes. Here's some beer. Enjoy the weekend. So that they wouldn't know why they were feeling sick. They wouldn't know where these toxicity levels were coming from. And it was like this mad doctor that was writing it down in his little notepad.
He's like the St. Louis Mingala.
Yeah. So she was able to find his actual notes in his own handwriting.
Who's the doctor? What's his name?
I believe it
He's
was
probably dead now.
Yeah, like Dr. Mancuso, I believe. He kind of went on the run there for a while, and she got all these documents via a FOIA request.
Uh-huh.
And just there, blatantly, she was like, wow, oh my goodness. They just knew that they were testing on these people, and then they would fire them right before when they realized their toxicity was getting to that point.
Right.
They would fire them, and then these people would just be out of a job, and that's exactly what happened with Scott Kahneman's grandfather, and he just was miserable and dying of all these different forms of cancer. And of course, now decades later, we're seeing that that same sort of cancer cluster is now affecting a whole different generation of people that had nothing to do with Mallinckrodt.
But hey, we have chemotherapy. If they get cancer, we have lots of big pharma drugs that they can take, lots of regimens they can be put on. So we've already come up with a solution to the problem we've created.
It's probably why they switched from building nuclear weapons to going into pharmaceuticals, because they could see the promise. They're like, huh. Yeah.
People are going to catch wind of this nuclear stuff pretty soon. We better flip the script and start importing illegal drugs
right. And
become the only illegal or legal importer of drugs. And then we can do whatever we want with them. God, it's a sick system.
Right. It's completely sick. And that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to go and just point this out. Here's a company today. I mean, we're talking about this liver shield cleanse and how important it is to just clean out your gut. And that is the key for optimal health. Because otherwise, you're going to allow yourself to get so sick that you're going to be supporting this company, this type of company, and that's what they want. They want you to get so sick that you can go and continue on supporting these globalist countries with their all-seeing eyeball.
I don't think people realize how much, and it's a slow, when you take something like oxy powder and you suddenly flush yourself out and you have all this energy, the first couple days it's like, you're mad because the toxins are in your body and then they're flushed out. And you feel this energy that you don't get, you know, just by drinking coffee or something.
Right.
It's like it's a body spirit energy that's it radiates internally. It's amazing what happens when you start cleansing your body. And I don't think people really understand that. If you've never cleansed, you should do something. You should try oxy powder, try the liver shield even if you want to really get hardcore. And I mean, but you did it in 6 days and it wasn't that big a deal. You have to just do it.
You have to just do it. It was definitely easier having a buddy to go along with, but it was not difficult. It's not like I was starving the entire
time. Get a cleansing buddy.
Yeah.
And then put your results up on YouTube. Talk about it, because Big Pharma is not going to tell you you need to cleanse your body. They're going to say, hey, you need to take more drugs that are going to pollute your body and drive down your energy levels. Then you're not going to want to do anything.
Right.
Oh, man.
And also, too,
so
you know, we all know about this assault and how the assault on the chemicals in our body and with everything, it fogs our mind. And that's all by design. So that is one of the main ways that you can fight the globalists. You can fight this machine is by cleansing your body, clearing your mind, retraining the way your brain thinks and not giving in to all those, oh, well, I guess I better go get some fried food because my body's telling me that's what I need. Your body is only telling you that because that's what it's used to receiving.
Right. And then you literally put on the sunglasses. Your eyeballs are able to like wipe clean.
Yes.
Squeegee the third eye, as Galek used to say.
Your clarity. You're clear.
And that's what it takes. It takes going into that mode and then you start seeing things differently. You're like, wait a minute, I'm being bamboozled here.
Right.
I got to do something. I got to get mad. I got to start talking to people. I got to smash pumpkins for the government. Now, hopefully you'll do that. But we'll be back one final segment. We're going to talk about what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News. You're watching the fourth hour of Overdrive with Rob Dew. Sitting next to me over here is Wonder Woman Leanne McAdoo. We'll be back with more. Just stay tuned.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Citizens, the war that is ramping up is intensifying. Here we have it's on the Drudge Report right now out of New York Daily News. Four cops injured, three youths busted after brawl near Pennsylvania High School. It's a big brawl. I guess the cops tried to break it up. Students started attacking the cops because they have no respect for the police anymore, because the police aren't, well, the police are acting like tyrants in some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, and these are being put out on social media so much and promoted. You know, we do that here. I think we have to show when cops are bad, and cops need to police themselves. When you got bad cops, you need to get them out of there and stop pretending like this stuff doesn't happen, because everybody makes mistakes. And we understand that. Get the bad cops, put them behind a desk. Don't let them go out there and interact with people.
Right. Well, and of course, this was all part of that plan, too, is to get the people versus the cops. And then the cops are saying, well, why am I going to protect you?
Yeah, I'm just going to sit in my car. Now they're saying they just sit in their cars because they're afraid of being photographed. Well, if you're doing your job the way you're supposed to be doing it, the way you've been trained properly, unless it's one of those shoot first trainings that we know go on out there.
You guys, right.
Totally ridiculous. Now, you were looking at one of these documents over the break, and why don't you read this to people? Tell these are the kind of people that really care for you.
Okay, so this is a secret office memorandum from 1951. And it's kind of the report on the long-term Mallinckrodt employees. And they say, about a year ago, you asked if it would be possible for us to estimate our potential liability among the long-term Mallinckrodt employees. So they're basically wanting to know, are we, you know, what kind of trouble are we going to get in? So they discuss about that there were 17 employees whose lungs have had more than 1,000 RAM of exposure. They're talking about how their employees have really been facing an abnormal amount of exposure. So then they go on to say, it's recognized that pending the elimination of excessive exposures, here was a unique opportunity to conduct clinical studies on a fairly large size population whose radiation exposure for several years had been considerably in excess of any group for which data are available. So here they're like wringing their hands and they're like,
we're not going to help these people. We're just going to study them, study how they die. Exactly.
And they go on to talk about how even after death, even their genetic abnormalities in their children, we can go on to study this. This is so great.
And there's probably some secret file out there in some backroom warehouse in St. Louis that's got all the information there. And it takes people filing FOIA requests and getting that information out and then blowing the whistle. I know you actually ran into some roadblocks of people who have gag orders on them, right? They can't even talk.
Right. Well, because I guess what happens, and I don't want to give it away the agencies, but a lot of times what happens is these people fight so hard through the legal system, through the court system.
They're drained from their bank accounts.
Exactly. But then what happens is these government agencies say, hey, you know, you're why don't you come and be an ombudsman or something and make sure we're doing our job correctly. And so they sort of bring them in.
Sign this NDA.
And they're no longer allowed to speak out against what's happening. So I understand it, but it's, you know.
I mean, why is speaking out such a crime in this country? It seems like any time you have information that would expose some wrongdoing somewhere, you'd think people want to hear about it. But it's only in certain cases. It's only when it's not government individuals or insider bankers or giant pharmaceutical companies making, you know, horrible things like what you've been disclosing, plus vaccines. That we can't ever talk about. We can only talk about when it's individuals doing something against the state, not paying their taxes, or not being supportive of the government. Tonight, you got the InfoWars Nightly News. You got a whole in-depth report that's about to be
right. There's going to be a very in-depth report. We're going to be speaking with a lot of the community members that have actually been poisoned by the creek where they illegally dumped open air, all like 240,000 barrels of this toxic nuclear waste. And now, generations later, the people were just playing in the water there. And
but just remember, it's all to keep America strong.
Yeah.
The homeland strong. That's it for today's show. Join Alex on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. And then tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thanks you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.